it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
Never get too high, never get too low, but just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never beat me in any kind of sports in high school.
Hello, world. I'm your host, Ace Boogie, joined by my co-host, Zim. Zim, say what's up.
How y'all feel? Hello, world. Let me just start this off right real quick. This is the most amazing year of my life. Like, I thought about this earlier today. Most amazing year of my life. Like, my brother, Ace, winning. You know, the Bengals winning. Like, everything that we talked about this preseason. Remember we was having those conversations about, man, when the Bengals win, bro, we really going to get the exposure that we need. We're going to come up. We're going to do all these different things. And to see it to come into fruition. I got married this year. Like, everything that, you know, like, God had this plan for me, and I don't know what you all believe in, but, you know, whatever your faith is, like, make sure you keep your faith. And above all, never, ever, ever, ever doubt number 9.
Facts. Nah, that's real. Like, I saw a lot of people going, I'm not even going to call y'all out, man, but it was a lot of people wavering. I never wavered because I felt like in this game, even though things weren't going our way in certain situations, I actually loved the fact that they got that BS call that really shouldn't have been whatever it was, and that we still won anyway. Because right. Honestly, this game from start to finish, I always felt like the Bengals were really in control. Up until kind of like that last drive, I still felt like the Titans were letting too much time go off of the clock.
Yeah, what were like they doing?
Really, like they were really tripping in that situation. Because I'm
what
like,
what were they doing? 30.
I don't know what they were doing.
They ran the clock out on themselves. So I thought that throw put too much pressure on Ryan Tannehill. When it was like 50 seconds left, he just casually came to the line, let 20, 30 seconds burn off the clock. And I know they didn't want to give Joe Burrow back the ball, but bro, you on the 30-yard line. Like you, they were acting like they were on our 40, 30.
I'm, 40 or something like that. I don't know what, but you know what happened? Zach Taylor outcoached. What's the guy's name? Mike Vrabel.
Right.
Mike Vrabel. Zach Taylor outcoached him. Zach was cooking. Like, the one thing that I say about Zach, and I've always said this, whether it was where I was high or low on him, the one thing that I've always loved about Zach, his adjustments. Anytime he comes out of the second half, he might not have done things perfectly in the first half. You know, right. I didn't agree with the second and 13 play that just comes to mind where he did a run play. But in the second half, the adjustments that he made. I think about that 3rd-and-1 where it was like the Titans just knew that it was going to be a run. And then he does the play action with T. Higgins in the flat to get the easy first down. Right. For him to call the plays with Mixon to start cooking, like, yeah, you stopped it in the first half, but that's not going to stop us from running at certain points. Right. Just everything that he was dialing up, man, was just – I just felt like, you know, the game ball could go to so many different people, right? Zach Taylor for the second half adjustments. The defense bought out of their mind. Evan McPherson was perfect, including the game-winning touchdown. Joe Burrow, Uno, T. Higgins. Like, there's so many people. Go ahead.
I want you to continue your thought. I'm going to challenge everybody that's in the chat tonight. If you open your lips or you type something to say anything negative about your team going to the AFC Championship, just leave. There's the door.
Right.
Like, we're entering into the door to AFC Championship.
AFC Championship.
Don't talk to me about it. We're going to talk. We're going to analyze the game and all that stuff like that. But anything that you have that's negative that you want to talk about right now while our fans, our real fans are having this moment, roll out. Just go. Like, this is a who they conversation right now. We won the game. If you got anything negative to say, you are up, you are Titan. Get out of here. Go tighten up over there because we tighten them down. So get them out of here. Go. We don't need – I'm sorry. Continue.
That's facts. But I think there were so many people in this game. DJ Reader. I mean, Mike Hilton. I mean, Eli Apple. I mean, there's just so many people, bro, that this W was for. CJ Uzama. Like, all of them – like all of these people that really contributed to this game. And, you know, it's just, I think there's something different about this team, bro. Like, the why not us mantra is very real. And it's very confusing that coming into this game, there were so many people not picking the Bengals. Like, I'm sitting there watching CBS, I believe, before the game, and it's like 3 out of 4 are picking the Titans over the Bengals. Like, Boomer was the only one that picked the Bengals because it's like, he ain't the only one.
And like, I got receipts. He ain't the only one.
And the crazy thing is, we talked about this from the get-go. Like, you know me, you know exactly how I felt from day one. Before they said Derrick Henry was coming back, when I knew Derrick Henry was coming and all that, when we talk about this game, was I worried about Derrick Henry?
Nope.
I wasn't worried about Derrick Henry. I said, because don't nobody run on us. I'm like, Derrick Henry doesn't change the fact that nobody runs on us. And I feel like that's where the energy really started. It's like, nah, this is not the team that you get these 70-yard runs where you throwing, like, cornerbacks off of you. That doesn't happen on this team. Like, you're going to get well acquainted with DJ Reader and all of these dudes on run defense, Sam Hubbard setting the edge. And I feel like that really set the tone initially was they tried to come out with all the Derrick Henry hype. And we shut that down early. Like, how many yards did Derrick Henry finish with? Like, I don't even know.
I think it was like 82, I think.
82 yards?
Let me make sure.
62 yards, bro.
62?
King Henry. I said we was going to turn King Henry into Prince Henry.
You know what's so crazy?
He looked like Prince Henry to me.
It was a period in that game where they were just, I mean, like, dominating. Mike Hilton comes up with that pick. And they were dominating up front. And I said, man. You know, like, it's so crazy how football can work, and it's just a testament to how we can win several different ways. Like you said, right. Zach Taylor came out second half, runs mixing, looking healthy, running games now clicking, popping off, right? If you really look at that game, though, we beat the Titans at their own game at the time of possession. We just failed to capitalize on a lot of different things. And I'm not a homer to the sense to say, you know, like, I'm not going to look at just things that could have went in our way, but it is right there in your face. You talk about Zach Taylor's play calling and the things that happened. That big 3rd-and-1 T drop and giving the ball back to them gave the window of opportunity back to them. Talk to me about Jamar Chase on the first 57-yard one. If he doesn't get tripped up and Boyd is in the way, this game, like, that is the difference, literally. So, blowing somebody out. Take the Mike Hilton one. If he doesn't trip up and fall down, it's a blowout. But credit the Tennessee Titans for putting the game in their favor. The one thing I didn't like is, like, the route selection and going spread when you know you're in an emergency situation. Like, they should just – if you're in an emergency situation, you get 8 sacks, you just got to go max protection. Like, seriously. And we could chunk out yards with them. And now we're in a dogfight, and let's get it. But they refused to do that, and they still were spreading guys out, and they had success with T a lot too. But Burrow can't get hit that much, and I understand that sentiment of someone. I think earlier in this, I just was saying, people are saying like, oh man, we shouldn't have won. Like, no, we did win. Like, let's be very clear. Like, we did win, and that's how football goes. It's just a matter of inches. It's a matter of things working in your favor, and a lot of things worked in their favor. Because say that Ja'Marr Chase goes for a touchdown. Say that that catch that they're saying was a interception. Say that's not called an interception. They're not this game is not even really that. But, you know, like, and so, you know, for me, not that's why I don't harp on calls. I should have never put them in a position to be close enough to get it. So this is the thing that happened to them. All week they told us how much better they were than us, right? What they'll do is when we wake up tomorrow, they'll formulate brand new excuses, brand new things, because their arrogance won't allow them to accept the fact that the Bengals played better today. Honestly, the offensive line failed at some points. Their defensive line stepped up. But our wide receivers are who we said they were. They are the Migos that are written on your head. Like, we put three something on your head, for real. Like, we said we would. We said that number nine would have a get the ball at the end, and he would deliver. I told you number 17 would get the ball in his hands, and he won't. So sometimes the game gets muddy. Sometimes it's nasty, and some people can't deal with that. But a win is always a win. And when I got number nine, it's UPS, baby, because I'm a deliver. 9-1, you know, like a part-time shift. And I had to get it to him. Titans down. And that's how it's going to go. And if you ain't in here saying, everybody give me a Titans down in the comments. You want to talk about Titans offensive down. Line? Tell me Titans down. Yeah, we're going to fix the offensive line. Whatever. Nobody else's front is going to do that to me, right? To me, honestly, the Bengals can't underestimate the Chiefs or the Bills, for sure. But in my heart of hearts, that was the AFC Championship game. Because nobody else is going to be able to do what they did as far as up front. And if they're not doing that up front, Joe Burrow, run me his stat line. In all of that havoc, in all of that craziness, 9 sacks, who in the world?
28 of 37.
348.
That interception doesn't even really count, honestly. That was on Samaje Perine.
So as fans, that's right. Titans down. Everybody, Titans down. We laid them out. We can talk about offensive line all we want. I laid you out. All my ops is dead. All of my ops is ashes.
And this was a team that went to the AFC Championship before. This is a team that had all of this experience, and we just took them out.
Right. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Four of those sacks, I thought two of them were really good cover sacks. I thought four of those sacks was on Joe. Joe trying to do too much, trying to do whatever. And it didn't have to be like that. Titans down. That's right. Titans down. We smoking on Titans back tonight. It is up. This is a Saturday night. I want us to you know, like, when you're on a team or you're part of a team, we go and we analyze tomorrow. But tonight we're going to celebrate. We're going to relish in all of our moments, because we've been down for a long time and we didn't have the victories that we're supposed to do. Exactly. We them guys now. We the kings of the north. They told us our division, we couldn't handle them. We went to the trenches with King Henry, and I took him out. And number 17, he ain't no Joe. We sent a message to their whole fan base. Get you a Joe. And you can tell me about all the things that didn't go the way that you want. But the heart of a champion can't ever be underestimated. 28 of 37, 348 yards, 9.4 yards a clip. Ain't nobody in the world throwing that.
Ryan Tannehill is perfect for our system, even though he threw three interceptions tonight and was 15 of 24 for 220. If you wasn't in the spaces, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But I would love to talk to Canadian Titan tonight about how perfect Ryan Fitzpatrick was perfect for our system, for turning the ball over and allowing us to win and get the W.
That was the inside of my body right there, Ace. I'm sorry. That was just my soul just raging, because I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this house. I got to run the streets. We haven't had this moment. I want all of our fans to.
They tried to keep us out of the stadium.
Call everybody.
They tried to keep us out of the stadium.
Everybody that told you that when you told them you was a Bengals fan, and everybody said, why are you a Bengals fan? You tell them that's why. Because I got nines, I got unos, I got Ocho Cincos, I got Ken Andersons, I got Willie Andersons, I got Hoosh Mizadas. They can't keep us down. Don't fall into their trap. They want the narrative. They want the conversation to be about sacks. They're not going to get on ESPN and talk about a dub. They're going to tell you about everything about what they did up front. But you know what they're not going to say? Number nine is unflappable. Number nine will run it down your throat, and I will gut you like a fish if you give me the opportunity to. And they're going to eat that. They can't live with that. And it's our job to let everybody you know that the Bengals did this, and that's a dub. Fair and square, shake my hand, go play your goddamn guitar tonight and get out of here. We sent you home, boy. Let me shut out.
The Pine Baron, $10 super chat. Thanks for the commentary and enthusiasm, fellas. Well done. John from Kentucky. McPherson, Houdet from Kentucky on the Kansas City / Buffalo. Can't wait to watch. Is that game coming on tonight, by the way, or is that tomorrow?
I believe so.
And then we got another
that's
one.
That's a late game, right?
Hunter Morris could
DJ
be.
Reader. Oh my God!
What was the?
Appreciate you, Hunter Morris. Fifth,
was it Money Mac Shooter McPherson? I was always on the side of McPherson was worth the pick. I couldn't believe people were saying why? Why would you draft the kicker? That's why. That's why.
I'm gonna tell you that boy put he had Jesus in his foot tonight. Because he was hit. But
he went crazy tonight.
That man is a god in Cincinnati. We need to do y'all know any masonry guys or something? Can we get that McPherson statue? Like, can we get the groundwork going? Because that man is hitting, bro. Like, what in the world?
McPherson. Money bro. McPherson.
That third field goal, I was like, oh my God. If we miss this and get him that field goal, I'm mean, and then you're looking at Fat Randy on the other side like, man, I can't wait until I get out of here and get me some of those hot Krispy Kremes down the street. He don't want to play no football. Fat Randy ain't want no donuts. I cut the hot sign off on that boy. What you talking about? Talking about nine sacks. Let's talk about Fat Randy got that Krispy Kreme sign cut off on him tonight. What's up? I'm lit.
Marcus Moore got rid of your boy Bobby Hart, and now we're going to the AFC Championship. What you know about Money Mike? What you know about that Money Mike voice? Let's effing go from Jordan Bell for $5. Appreciate that, bro. We got some new members joining. New members. But yeah, man, like at the end of the day, like we always knew that this was possible, especially given the route that we had to come into here. We always felt like we had the better quarterback. Better quarterback is always going to give you a better chance to come in into any environment. And had that chance. That is why we wanted Joe Burrow. This is why we wanted the elite quarterback. I think it's pretty safe to say that Joe Burrow is elite now. Like, if you don't think that he's elite based off the things that he has done, based off the guys that he's going up against, I mean, he's just going to prove you wrong. He's just going to prove you wrong. Is Taylor the coach of the year now? I think so. There's no question in my mind.
Jamar Chase is
the coach of the year.
Jamar Chase with only 6 targets.
5 catches, what, 109 yards?
109 yards. Like, who? Yep. That my argument, like, anybody that sits and talk to you and tell you about Cooper Kupp, tell you about all these other dudes that just get volume, like, just spoon-fed, like, targets all game or whatever, like, Jamar Chase hasn't even scratched the surface. Because, honestly, I don't care if they're clown covers through him. Burrow took the throws that he had to throw to Higgins, right? But at some point, I thought that Jamar Chase should have had more targets. But there is not another man in the league that's more dynamic. He surpassed everybody with the exception of Devontae Adams. He surpassed them all in his rookie year. And how do you know? Because he could take 6 targets literally and change the face of a football game. You got to give Cooper Kupps of the world 15 targets for them to get double, you know, like to get 400 yards more on the production. My bro calling me from the Titans. We're going to take a live call. We're going to do this one live right here. Hold up. This is my dog. Hey, B, we live. He ain't want to pick up. Hold on. Let's call him right back. Hold up. We're going to call him right back. You get him ready. I got something for y'all. I got you.
Another super chat. Houdet from Rapid City.
Hello.
San Diego. Love you guys. Appreciate that.
Hey, I'm live, bro. Don't curse or nothing like that. No, look, I'm
best fit for traffic ever. Big Kick Henry. He don't want to be embarrassed on the pod, huh?
No.
I'm gonna let you in on a secret though that I didn't tell anybody because he works for the Titans, so I didn't want to put him on blast. But my man that works for the Titans. The first thing he said, I think, when we made the playoffs was, man, I don't want to see y'all. They just saw us. And you see why. Joe, $5 super chat. Freaking believable, my dudes. 2-0 so far and 2-0 to go. Who freaking day? Let's go. Man, my man Keeper Slim with the $40 super chat. Appreciate that, bro. AFC championship bound. Who they? Appreciate that. Got another one from Glaucoma G for $4.99. Let us know what you want to say in the comments. We'll try to read it back up. Appreciate that, though. TJ Patterson, Money Mac, Outkicks, Cashville. We heard them talk, but they got funky. They got, a funky ASS stomp. Kicked. Tannehill going to win the game. That's ludicrous. Oh, man. But, yeah, this was a crazy game. I'm not going to say that we didn't see this coming. They wonder why we were so confident when it came to this game. I felt like it really played into our hands. You have a team that wants to run the ball against a defense that's really good at stopping the run and an offense that's explosive that can score at any moment in the game. And really had the advantage as far as the corners. Now, I will give the Titans credit. That front was amazing. They did their thing. They showed up. They handled business. But at the end of the day, it never came down to that for us. We talked about Joe Burrow had seen pressure. He's seen it all. There was nothing that they could do. Well, actually, they did stuff that he hadn't seen with the 10 sacks or the 9 sacks, and he still prevailed over that. And that, to me, I think actually helps the Bengals in this situation. And I noticed that, too. And it's funny because Zach said it at the half, but when I was watching, you could tell that the Bengals were having troubles on offense getting the plays called in. And Joe would be there at the line, and it would be like 10 seconds, so he couldn't even audible once he saw what the defense was doing as far as sending rushers and stuff like that. And it's funny that they asked, I think the guy at halftime talked to Zach Taylor, and he said that. He was like, yeah, it was hard for us to get the play call in, but now we kind of got a new strategy and what we're going to go to. But I think that that's perfect because playing in that environment, playing with all of that pressure, now when you go into the AFC championship, there's really nothing that you haven't seen. You survived the 9 sacks. You survive, you know, the crowd and all the audio difficulties and still being able to come out with a win. So I think that that actually was a good learning lesson for the offense, for them to be able to get that, especially with this being a young team. And that's another thing. So many people counted us out because we're a young team. Look at what they've been able to get through this season as a young team. The young team narrative, who cares? I don't care about it. That's the only thing they're trying to hold against us now. First, it was that we were going to win 4 games. Then it was that the offensive line wasn't enough to protect Joe Burrow. Then it was Ja'Marr Chase was the wrong pick. Then it was Ja'Marr Chase drops the ball. Then it was, you know, the Bengals lost to the Jets and these teams. So how can they come out and beat these other teams? Then it was a phantom loss that the Chiefs had against the Bengals. Then it was, well, they're not even a real playoff team. They just got lucky against the Raiders. Then it was, what are they going to say now? What are they going to say now? What you going to say now? What new narrative are you going to make up now? Then it's probably going to be again, he can't get sacked 9 times. Who cares? We're in the AFC championship. And when we go to the Super Bowl, what are you going to say then? You probably not going to pick us then.
They're still just going to figure out a reason to complain about something as though everybody – like, to understand, like, these are human beings playing football, like, we're all flawed, you know? Like,
nobody's perfect.
Imagine a world like Joe Burrow doesn't get sacked or anything, right? And imagine the opposition putting 350 on our corners, right? Everybody would just come on here or they would just come on TV and say, yeah, your corners can't do it. Listen, Joe Burrow, he hides your flaws. Like, the following season, next season, there might be people injuries. You got to think Ogunjobi was out and different people that we really need. Akeem Davis, Gaithers of the world. There are many guys that couldn't come on it, like Jordan Evans of the world, so, on some special team stuff. Because we came with an extra defensive lineman, Stanley Morgan couldn't be active tonight. So along the way, we're flawed. So you can't have it your way and just route teams every day of your life. Like, that's just not football.
That's not realistic.
And that's not realistic because as human beings, we're all flawed. And when people identify with that and start to understand, like, this is football and that's part of football, and I don't care what – like, scoreboards are sometimes misleading. Like, the score on the Steelers game of 24-10, to me, was a bigger blowout than the second time that we played them. It's just we took the foot off the gas. Like remember, that's the check down Najee Harris game or whatever. Like, it's very deceiving how things can go on your way in the score could balloon on you. Like, all of our ops this week told us that we got blown out by the Chargers. We didn't really get blown out by the Chargers, but the scoreboard is misleading. So sometimes you'll look at stuff or you'll look at stats and you'll be able to nitpick, and you should use that for evaluation purposes to get better. I can tell you straight up, there is no way on earth that Joe Burrow ever gets sacked that many times in a football game ever again. The second thing is, in the rest of this playoff run, including the Super Bowl, you're not going to see a defensive front like that ever again. They could try to do what they did, but it won't work. The Titans have a very unique skill set, and you got to tip your hand off to them and shake their hand. Stop being coochies and shake their hand and say, you know what? Their defensive front really came with it. They're able to drop seven and deliver pressure. Most teams can't do that. If you watch Joe Burrow, he took four straight cover sacks because they're dropping seven guys back. They got three guys on Ja'Marr Chase the whole time. You got to understand, like, there are flaws and there are different things that I would have liked the Bengals to do so that he didn't get those sacks. But walking away from it and saying, oh, yeah, well, like, whatever. Like, no, they're flawed. The things that we did, we dominated them. They had six pressures. I mean, we had six pressures on Tannehill and six quarterback hits going into the fourth quarter. Maybe it wasn't sacks, but he didn't do nothing that did nothing. His biggest play is to A.J. Brown, and he had one big one to Julio, and I like that or whatever. Like, and A.J. Brown, give him credit too. Shake his hand.
Yeah, shake A.J. Brown's hand. He did his thing. Hand.
He made a good play in the end zone, making it. Cheeto Bay was right there, and he made a better play. And that's
one-handed too.
That's football, bro. Some of those sacks early on, this is not an excuse, but they're miscommunication errors from Spain thinking he's got inside help. I mean, Adeniji. Prince thinking he's got inside help. Guys coming through clean. They got to clean it up and make sure that it's better. But for you to walk away and say, oh, they don't got a chance, like, you don't know football. We make adjustments in the second half of that football, came out with a drive that was good. Give credit to the Titans. Their defensive line was lit. I will argue if Hilton doesn't fall on that play and Ja'Marr Chase doesn't fall on that play, it's not even a ball game. Because now I got Tannehill on all straight third down dropbacks, which we absolutely killed him on. Like, come on, bro. Like,
we killed him.
I mean, what were they on third down today? Somebody run me the numbers.
Oh, it was horrible. It was at one point they were like 1 of 5 or something like that. It was bad. It was bad.
The Titans, their only thing. This is one thing about the Titans.
1 of 8, bro.
So imagine we win and then you go 1-8, you'd be like, man, we got to clean up third downs. So if you're going to be fair and criticize one part of the game that we realize is not as good, you got to go all around the board and say, well, this is what we did good. We did stop the run when we had to. Yeah, they broke open later on. That's just attrition and that's the way their team is set up. We did do that. But I will make a bigger argument that we didn't take advantage of the mistakes that were given to us. And then I also will say this too. We made plays that negate all of that, that make all of that null and void. The fourth down play, the fourth down stop is the stuff that champions are made of. That's the heart of a champion. Don't talk to me about nothing else. If you're going to talk to me about anything, talk to me about 4th and 1. Let's start there. Can we all agree that
4th and 1 with the Derrick Henry stop?
Come on, man. Can we agree,
bro, that? Bro, remember when we were in spaces? Like, come on. Remember when we were in spaces and I said, I hear y'all talking a lot about y'all defense and all of that, but I feel like y'all sleeping on the Bengals defense. Like, we're some easy team for people to score on. 4th and 1, like you said, against Derrick Henry, making plays and stands like that. Mike Hilton, like, there's so many – Logan Wilson, there's so many plays that we made in that game defensively that was just amazing. And not only do you have to deal with this defense, you have to deal with the offense. And we've talked about that all season. When these two – parts of the team play together, it's going to be a long day for you. And don't let Money McPherson be hitting 50-yard field goals at the same time too, because it's really just going to be problems for you for sure. Bruce Gaines here. I haven't been able to say every single Super Chat, so there will be times where I just put it up on the screen. But Bruce here says, at the pinnacle of any rush defense, we have to play from here on out. I think that's what he's saying. That's the hardest run defense that we will have to play from here on out. I got another one here from my man Mike. As a Canadian Bengals fan, don't listen to Canadian Titan. I only listen to Canadians that are pro Bengals. We're the intelligent ones.
I'm not about to make that dude famous because that dude is a complete, like, I can't believe that guy. Complete silliness. Said Tannehill, even in the middle of the game, you know, he was tweeting me and they were tweeting me. Let me tell you the definition. This is why Zim Hude is right here in y'all face right now. Everybody criticizes, maybe, I don't know if they do this to you. They criticize me, right, for championing things that we do well throughout the week. I'm never talking down on opponent, or I'm never making personal attacks. I'm telling you that you can't stop the Migos. I'm telling you that Joey B is the man and he's going to deliver, right? They're like, Zim, you need to stop talking all that trash. No, I won't stop championing and being a bigger supporter than anybody on earth on the things that we do well. And the things that we don't do well, I'm going to point that out too. But ain't nobody going to stop me from doing that. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you people that ain't built like me. I was built for it. If we were to lose, I was going to sit there strong on Twitter and all these outlets and sit there and take everyone a good game. Good game. They would be like, yeah, you said this. I'd be like, yep, I did say that, and I still stand by it. That's what you get with me. Like, I can't be stopped. Like, I ain't going to say nothing out of pocket that's going to diminish the brand of the Cincinnati Bengals and our fans, because we are the greatest fans on earth. So trust me when I say that. We got that in agreement. So when I come out there and I pop my stuff and I'm telling everybody how lit we are, we going to tell everybody how lit we are, right? Because we back it up. Ocho Cinco was a mastermind on, I'm going to put everything on the locker room. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. And you know what he did? He delivered on those things, except when it came down to the playoffs. But when it's time to deliver, he did it. And I'm living proof. Like, you can't zero me in no circumstances. I'm going to come out there loud and proud and tell you about who they every day of my life. And there's nobody that can stop me. Our ops, when they were losing, super quiet. Say I'm losing, I'm going to turn up even more. That's what makes me a champion for real. Like, I don't care about that. I can't be defined by a scoreboard. Joey B can't be defined by a scoreboard. Like, what are you talking about? You can put me down 14 points. I'm going to fight to the end. Back against the wall. Talk about that. Don't talk to me about no 9 sacks. Like, back against the wall when they thought I couldn't do it, I still put 350 on their head, just like I told them I would. And number 17 did exactly what I told him that he would do. They need to come out here and tell us, like, hey, you know what? Good game. We didn't know that you guys were that stout up front. Man, maybe we should have kicked that field goal. Maybe we underestimated you guys up front in the trenches because y'all stopped us on 4th and 1. There's only but so many people that can stop us on 4th and 1. Don't come up to me. Look, when the score tied, then they get Twitter fingers and they go crazy. I'm like, boy, you a coochie. You weren't saying nothing when you was down there. You were scared, just like Fat Randy on the side. Looking scared as all know what. You are only as strong as your leader. And if your leader ain't no quarterback, you better quarterback your life. Because King Henry, like, boy, you better take that plastic crown off your head and come and rock with number 9. Because it's the real crowns right here.
That's the real
North,
king.
The AFC North chance, and we going to the AFC championship. And we told you we would. We ain't putting no plastic crowns on our hand.
You know what I said, Zim?
Icing our mouth and all that diamonds.
When they did the player introductions and Ryan Tannehill wasn't introduced last, Derrick Henry was, I said they lost the game off of that.
Facts.
They lost the game off of that. $19 super chat from Infield Fly. Tyler Shelvin played a great game. One reason, Reader's performance. Only perimeter runs work for the Titans occasionally. Barely, man. Barely. The Bengals were on it. I had complete faith in our run defense. I had no reason to think that anybody was going to really get off on us. Bro, I love Zim's energy. 0 to 100. And Ace, it looks like the year of the Tiger is about to be lit. Yes, Sirski. You already know, man. So, Zim, we probably going to do a Spaces. So let the people know where they can find the Spaces at. And we about to get out of here and celebrate this victory and paint the town orange, bro.
Boy, I'm about to get me the biggest, fattest steak that a steakhouse can, you know, manufacture. And we're going to cook that thing medium well. And if I got to cook it any harder, it's just Ryan Tannehill, because I cooked his ass first. I'm sorry. I'm lit. Like, Sissy Jungle might be mad at me. I'm sorry. I can't hold it in. I'm sorry. Like, what y'all want me to do? Like, I didn't come. Good. You know, it's Titans down. It's Bengals up.
Like, hey, bro, but the one thing is, though,
we're going to Super Bowl, if bro. You're like, in Cincinnati, like, oh, I'm sorry.
If you're in Cincinnati, make sure you go and get some of them Uno wings. Celebrate this victory with some Uno wings, some Midwest Best Barbecue. Go get you some brisket. Go get some for Ace and Zim, because we wish we were in the Natty right now, eating some of that right now. So definitely be sure to check them out. 669 Justice Court in Loveland, Ohio. Midwest Best Barbecue. Stop by there. Tell them that Ace and Zim sent you, and go and get some of them Louisiana dry rub Uno wings.
Midwest Best Barbecue. I love you, Tim. I love you, Nicole. I love y'all. Oh my God, we did it. Like the Bengals. Yeah, these other dudes doing shows. Y'all folks don't even like the Bengals for real. They just doing it on a money grab. How about Midwest Best Barbecue? Really love the Bengals.
Really rock with the Bengals.
When Ace make that shirt and Joey B rock that the Migos in it and he got the Migos on it, we printed up in Cincinnati for real.
Yes, sir.
What y'all saying?
Right to the source of the city, man.
We printed straight out of Cincinnati. What you mean? Like, these boys can't stop us for real. Like, we did it all. All my artists, all out of Cincinnati. Like, we the real champions, and we got to be able to tell everybody about it. Win, lose, or draw. That doesn't change my energy on how I feel about our talent levels and what we came to do. The Titans, like I told them before, they was like, everybody wanted me to be like, give out receipts and stuff, like, and call out all the people. I'm like, bro, I ain't got time for them dudes. Like, they was just in the way for real. Like, get them out of here for real. Like, get them on in, take them to a Garth Brooks concert out in Nashville or something like that. They'll be fine. But this ain't their time, bro. Like, they got to move out the way. Like, it's not personal, bro. Like, Joey B, number 9, the city of Cincinnati, the whole, anybody that's rocking with the Bengals in Ohio, period, all over the world. We got people all over the world. Like, y'all just in the way, Titans. I'm sorry, bro. Like, tighten down.
Nah, that's facts. They claiming that Money Mac told the sideline we going to the AFC Championship before he hit the bomb. Even our kicker is different. They said he told the people on the sideline we going to the AFC Championship. Let's get it. It's Who Day all day, man. $9.99 Super Chat. Appreciate that. So we about to get up out of here, man, but we're going to be on the Spaces. So stay tuned.
Oh, they said, how do you get on Twitter Spaces? If you go on Twitter, you might have to get the update, but let me show y'all what it looked like in the middle part. Cause I want everybody to turn up with us on there. Let's get on there. Shout out to my man, AC OBI. We had a really good show.
That was a great show. John. Listener questions. Yeah.
But I don't know if y'all can see. Hold on, I'm a little slow.
We can see it. Look,
all right, but you see that little middle part right there? You see that little middle part right there, them four squares?
Yes, sir.
Click that part. That's Twitter Spaces or whatever. You can't miss it. Just go on Twitter. You're going to see, look at New Stripe City.
So follow him at Zim Hude. Follow me at New Stripe City. It should be at the top. If you see it going on, you'll see a bunch of people in there. Jump on that Spaces. We might even allow you to speak in there. You might be able to listen. It's going to be a good time. We had a good one with the Titans fans last week. Pretty sure we'll have some with either some Buffalo Bills or Chiefs fans this week.
I want them Titans in there. I want them Titans in there.
I want the Titans in there too.
Because you know that reality check coming. I don't got to sit there. Like, this is the thing. I'll make an agreement with them. Anybody want to talk, tell them that Ryan Tannehill failed them tonight. If they ain't talking about that, then they can roll. Because for real, they wasting my time.
Facts. But this has been the Orange is the New Black podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel Zim Hude. Also subscribe to New Stripe City. Also make sure that you're subscribed to the Cincy Jungle podcast from wherever you get your podcast from. We appreciate that. But as usual, we're going to end this with a yes.
Starsky.
Hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
I never get too high, never get too low, but just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never beat me in any kind of sports in high school.